Hey y'all, welcome back to Flex This. I'm your host, Jen Hoffman. Season 5, Jashly Deep Dive, which by the way, I think it feels obvious to us, but Jashly, maybe people don't know what we're saying. I just realized that. I'm naming all the episodes Jashly. So what was the original show where it was a couple that they like, it might have even been a bromance or something. I don't know. Anyway, well, the reason why we call ourselves Team Jashly started when we first met almost 10 years ago now. And, you know, Jen and Ashley, which I guess feels obvious now. But anyway, welcome back.
Well, to caveat, whenever, you know, you get in fights at the beginning, you're finding that stuff, or you're trying to figure out how to communicate with each other. And the way that we are like, make it feel not tacking as like I'm Team Jashly here, like I just want what's best for us. I'm just trying to say what I feel. It was like a very neutral,
yeah,
soft way of conflict, and it just was like our secret code for whatever I'm about to say. I'm sorry how it comes out, but I'm really trying it to be for us.
I really love you bring that up, and I think it ties well to what we are going to talk about today, actually. Is making, to your point, arguments aren't always just arguments about the other person. Sometimes it's just a miscommunication or a misunderstanding of the intent of the communication. And when you're in the heat of the moment, you know, you're not able to access your frontal lobe and critically think. So your emotions are running high, especially if it's a trigger of some sort from something of your past or something that feels familiar. And I forgot that we used to do that. They were like, I'm team Jashly here when we would fight. Yeah.
We still fight.
I mean, we do fight, but to Ashley's point, you know, the Team Jashly, I think, was the one of the first stepping stones to what I wanted to actually talk about today, which is one of the questions that I sent over to folks. If you're new here, welcome. This season, Ashley and I have been unpacking an individual question that I sent over to a guest to marinate on. There's about 12 of them. And so we were just unpacking one of them at each time together, which has been really fun. So today, the question is how do you hold yourself accountable to staying in alignment with your authentic self? My thoughts, my language, and actually we just had a conversation about this. She's like, what are tools? And I'm like, tools are all the things you use to be accountable. You don't just end up being accountable. But
well, to answer the question, she said, discuss some tools you use to stay accountable. And I was like, I don't use tools. Like, what is this? Like, you know, I think of a physical tool, and that seems clunky to me.
Mm-hmm. Which I appreciate, because to me, I consider it the way that I stay in alignment and live my best version of myself is I have a box of tools that I use to take care of myself or to show up or to listen to my body. I'll give an example. Using social media, when I post something, I try to listen to why I'm posting it. Am I posting it in my, like, I can feel tension in my body when I'm posting something, not from a place of joy and genuine share, but a place of feeling like I have to compete. And so that's a tool that I use in my bucket to stay aligned to how I want to use social media. But I appreciate, and the reminder here is that everybody has different language for all of this, which is also what I wanted to normalize on this podcast is I call it a tool. For you, it feels clunky, like I'm carrying around a hammer and I'm not carrying any hammers.
Like, hammers don't fix things. Sure, they build things, but they don't fix it.
Yeah. Okay. So what we thought we would talk about is to give some real life examples of this, how we hold each other accountable, both individually and as a couple. And we thought we would talk about how we do this when we travel, because we travel a lot. Or we travel with family sometimes, or we go to visit family a lot, and we just want to make sure that we set expectations that are fair for both of us, that both of our needs are met as individuals and as couples. And to make sure when we get into sticky situations that we've already kind of talked through some of this stuff to make sure we're set up for success. So we're going on a big trip here in July. We're going to be going to Alaska.
Yes. And it was one of those trips that was started as a group text. Hey, you know, what'd be crazy if we went to Alaska, let's just go next summer. And that's literally what happened. I said, we are going to Alaska in July. And it really helps that my mom and brother just say yes to things. They're like, yeah, that's cool.
Let's do that.
And that's how it worked out, you know, like 7 months out, I was like, we bought our flights, and that makes everyone else buy their flights. And I really appreciate some of the things that I was taught growing up around just taking action, you know, like whatever you do in life is because you choose to do it,
mm-hmm.
whether it's circumstance or external forces pushing you in a direction, still your choice. If you want to run 100 miles an hour, if you want to go reverse, it's whatever mm-hmm. you want. But I really appreciate that skill and that value that I was taught.
Yeah. Let's lean into that a little bit. If you're willing to chat more, I think something when we're scheming and planning is, Ashley more than me, but we are very detail oriented and want to pluck prod, think about everything. And I think something that we use all the time as individuals and as couples is we have to talk. I know for me, I won't speak for us totally. But talking through the entire situation till I can't talk about it anymore is how I get to clarity into the other side. And so I think we talk through different language, obviously. Ashley has her own and I have my own and our own needs inside of it. But to get to clarity around what we want to do, planning for things, how do we budget? You know, how much money do we want to spend? Is that inside of our values? We also want to make things feel special, that we're not just doing them to check boxes. So do you want to talk about Alaska stuff, or do you want to talk about a previous trip that we can already...
We can talk about Alaska.
Okay. What do you want to talk about with planning for Alaska?
Well, one, there was a lot. And I think that was something that we had to figure out in the beginning, like what is important.
Yeah.
Alaska, for those that don't know, it's huge.
Ginormous.
Would not recommend trying to cover it by car because it would probably take you 6 months. So we had to figure out, okay, what's important for us to see? Do we want to go to Fairbanks? Do we want to only see things from a boat? Do we want to do any hiking? And figuring out what was important for us
mm-hmm.
helped us figure out scope. So my family's big into national parks. We've done a ton of trips geared towards going to new places, being pleasantly surprised because our expectations are like, we heard Zion was cool. Let's just go to Zion. And then it just blowing everyone's mind the whole time.
Turns out Mother Nature is pretty rare.
Yeah. So for Alaska, you know, we kind of just threw a dart on the board and was like, let's just start here. And we booked flights flying into Anchorage and as a one way. And then the other one way coming home, Juneau home. And it was like, okay, well, at least we know where our goalposts are. We know we need to go from Anchorage to Juneau at some point. What's important for us? Denali. Yeah. Denali's far from Anchorage, shockingly. It's about a 5-hour drive. And, you know, just like the logistics things I've gotten way better at as this is like my 700th trip that I've planned.
Yeah.
But it was really important for us to figure out what we wanted to do. And when it was so overwhelming, it was like, oh, we could do this, we could do that. It's like, well, rather than just talk about 1,000 scenarios, let's just put some pins in it and see what comes up. And that's what we did.
I'll add to that. Something that we did too is like, what are things people like absolutely want to do or see when we go somewhere, to make sure like if there's a specific hike that we tied in.
Yep.
Just so everybody feels like their voice was at the table and it participates in something that they enjoy.
Yeah. Definitely.
We could talk budget stuff. We don't have to get into actuals of numbers, but I think we've gotten really good at mapping out general cost of things, working backwards and holding ourselves accountable to saving to that. And you know, that's a hard thing to do. So I'm proud of us for doing that every time. So that we're going in with what we've already saved, not, oh shit, we're on a trip now.
Yeah.
Map up, you know, for food stuff, we like food a lot. and I think we're pretty decent cooks too. So we try to find the balance of not spending an absurd amount of money on food that, like, oh, we could have made this at home and it feels icky outside of our values, to feels wasteful money wise for us.
Yeah.
But also trying to make sure it feels special. So we've found a delicate balance on trips to make sure, like, maybe for lunch this day, you know, we go to a lobster shack. I'm thinking of Florida, where we went and got lobster rolls, and then decided that we would want to spend a little bit more maybe on some fancy drinks and then a lighter dinner, just trying to find that compromise so that, again, depending on where we are on that day, you know, you're trying to set yourself up for success of, actually, I'm really tired, I don't feel like doing that, like, you know, because things happen, you're a person, you can't know exactly what you feel like when you're doing stuff.
And I think it's useful that as individuals and as a couple, we don't value, like, trinkets, so, like, in life and on vacation, so we're able to realize, like, when we go on trips, I don't need a t-shirt that said I went to Yellowstone, like, or like a coffee mug to match that. Like, we don't spend money on stuff, we value experience. And whenever it comes time on the trip where we're walking around the souvenirs and stuff, it's really easy to say no, because that $40 each day when we went to a new place, that's $350. I could fly to Florida for $350. I'd rather, well, maybe not go to Florida now, but just, you know, pick a city. I'd rather go there. So it's useful.
I think that's something too, like going to a city. We used to travel to cities all the time, and then we kind of stopped doing that and doing more national parks or like.
Well, I mean, to be honest, we've done a lot. Like, name a city we haven't gone to that's worth going to. And maybe that's a reframe we need to change, but
sure.
We've been to almost every major city.
Yeah. Well, I guess what I was trying to piggyback off is we did do those things, and also what we enjoy is the experience, and what we found is we were going to cities and just eating and getting drinks and like things that we like to, it was very food oriented, which is fine if that's like your, if that's in high of your values, but we prefer experiences and seeing things and doing things versus sitting, just only sitting down to eat on our trip. Which we didn't know either, actually. We had to figure that out, you know, trying out different cities. And sometimes you find a balance of a little bit of both of those things on a trip. But
agreed.
Okay. Well, I actually would like to talk about this a little bit more around some exciting news. Are you willing?
Always.
Watch out. So I'm going to stop this episode here because this how do we hold ourselves accountable to staying aligned to our values. I'd like to chat about it regarding us getting married. A lot of this flexing this muscle of trying to stay aligned to our values has been showing up multiple times a day, sometimes multiple times in an hour, trying to plan for this. So that's our exciting announcement. We're getting married this September. We want to talk about some of that stuff, about how we plan, how we've made decisions, how we nail down our venue, how we're doing all the things. So I'm going to end this episode here with a part two, talking about Team Jashley, who will soon be Hoff-Winsky, getting married. So, Well, thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us on this conversation and journey. We would love to hear from you. Send us a voice memo. Is there a question, something you'd like to ask us? We would love to answer it for you. Slide into the DMs if you'd like. Flex this podcast on Instagram. And thanks for being here. Thanks for being on this journey and being interested in becoming the best version of yourselves. I think that's the best thing we can do, honestly, as human beings, is try to be aligned to that truth, because that's what shifts and changes the world. So thanks for being here, and we will see you on the flip side.